When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Senior Helpers, Purdy Insurance, Platinum Sealands Grove, Mark's Gap View Hunting Preserve, W&L Subaru, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motor Company, Glick Incorporated. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It is a Tuesday night in the jungle here in Milton, as the Shikellamy Braves take on the Milton Black Panthers tonight. Braves coming in at 5-12 overall. Milton checking in, according to the PIAA District 4 website, at 7-8 on the season under the direction of their head coach by the name of Ryan Brandt. Braves are under the direction of Bill Ziegler, who've been trying to get things going here, and really the team just struggled as a whole Friday night against a very strong and long-armed Sealands Grove team that just dismantled any offense the Braves could find on Friday night, Chief.
Yeah, when you get down by 18, and you know, it's a little bit depressing, you know, halfway through the second quarter, but the Braves got it back down to 5, and they had it there down to 7 at one time. But it's been the same problem in all the basketball games. You get behind, you catch up, and then you just don't have that extra 1 or 2 minutes where you play extremely well to either tie it up or go ahead. And the Braves have not been shooting well from the outside. They've been doing a nice job of covering the guards out. The other team's been doing a nice job of covering the guards. And you know, again, we got to remember, they did not have Asher Moyer on Friday night. And Asher's a big part of their ability to rebound with the rest of the clubs. And what Asher lacks in height, he makes out in just being tenacious under the boards. So I talked to him before the game. He's healthy. Mason Dietrich's healthy. So hopefully everybody's healthy in what you and I think is a very winnable game for the Braves.
Yeah, the Braves have struggled on the road this year. Their last win on the road goes all the way back to Montoursville in game number 4. The remaining wins were the Mount Carmel overtime win at home, the Midwest win at home, and Jersey Shore at home. The Braves have really struggled here in this gym, even though they haven't played here in a couple of years. This has always been a tough place for Shikellamy to come and get a victory on the road.
A little bit different setup. You know, basically, I think you and I talk about this. It's similar to Jersey Shore, set up for a wrestling crowd. You forgot the Mifflinburg game. That was away. Remember?
Well, but the Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg was the game I was referring to, not Montoursville. I misspoke. Thank you for clarifying that.
That's all right.
It was definitely Mifflinburg on the road.
Probably back at the station, the switchboard is just lit up, all right?
Well, it's been a long time. That's the whole point. That goes back to the second week in December.
You're exactly right. And who can forget the last time these two teams met down in the fieldhouse at Shikellamy on a Saturday afternoon, triple overtime. And Ashton Crawl gets fouled with 1 second to go. And a young man that hasn't been doing that well from the foul line makes both of them to give the Black Panthers a victory. And it was a great game to do. It was a great game to watch. And we said, it's too bad somebody has to lose.
Well, talking with both coaches, they said, let's not go triple overtime again tonight.
I would agree with that. My bedtime's about quarter after 10.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine's around 11, but still.
You got farther to go than
right,
I do to get home.
Exactly.
So.
Well, tonight you're listening on News Radio 1070 WKOK because WKOK.com has the wrestling match at home with Shamokin taking on the Shikellamy Braves.
Shamokin Indians, right?
Yeah, Shamokin taking on Shikellamy at the Fieldhouse. Steve Williams has the call on WKOK.com if you'd like to catch that match, because that match has already started, as a matter of fact. Well, when we return, we'll talk with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves, get his thoughts on tonight's matchup. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app after wrestling.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Dunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Dunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Dunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Milton, Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler. The Shikellamy Braves getting ready for a team that went triple overtime with the Braves last time out. What did you see when you watched the film of all those games, which almost was two games, or all those quarters, rather, which were almost two full games?
Well, it was one of those games where I absolutely think we let one slip away there, but, you know, we missed some free throws down the end. We made some really poor defensive mistakes at the end, and, you know, it eventually cost us. Bottom line is, you know, that was 17 days ago. You know, as I tell the kids, you don't want to, you know, look at the rearview mirror. We got to look out the windshield. So, you know, we're moving on, and we're ready to play them today. And, you know, the big key to the game is three words: guard the ball, because they're going to want to try to go one-on-one and, you know, have Hunter and Minium try to get by us. And we got to keep him in front of us. We can't let him get by us.
Well, you mentioned the two guys that I was going to talk about next. Minium, you kind of control a little bit. Hunter got really hot, hit like 25, I think, in that game.
He was 27, but, yeah, you know, he's a tough matchup. He, you know, is one of those few players that does have the ability to not only get to the rim but can also shoot the three. You know, our main goal is tonight, you know, if we want him to take away the drive as first priority. And if he, you know, he hits a step-back three or a step-back three, you know, one and a half isn't going to hurt us. If he makes more, then we'll change defensively. But we want to keep him in front of us, not let him get to the rim.
What is the team right now with confidence in shooting? Last couple of nights out, just struggled a little bit shooting the ball. What's the confidence like?
The confidence is there. You know, unfortunately, you know, the last three games we played are the three tallest teams in a league. So instead of us shooting over, you know, 5'10" guys with their arm up, it's 6'4" guys with their arms up, and that makes a difference. But you know, we do shooting drills every day at practice, and the kids seem pretty confident at it. And you know, hopefully tonight we'll get it rolling.
Still appreciate the time. We'll chat with you after.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
And while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Experience the W&L difference, off-road 11 in Northumberland, and online at WNLSubaru.com.
W&L Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at W&L Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
Welcome back to Milton here in the jungle. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie just getting the starting lineups before the officials get a chance to sign off on the book. They'll count them up and then we'll bring you the starting lineups both for Shikellamy and the Milton Black Panthers tonight here in Milton. To say a key game for both teams is an understatement. Milton definitely needs this one for some seeding in the district tournament in Class 4A. Shikellamy absolutely has to have every game right now in the remainder of the season if they want to have a shot in the District 6-4 tournament.
Yeah, they both do, Kevin. This is a critical game for two teams that need what I would say a win here. I think Shikellamy more than Milton, to be honest with you.
And we'll see one change in the starting lineup here.
No.
Actually, a couple of changes
no,
in the starting lineup.
You might not. They're the same, I think. Take a look. You
okay,
got
yeah.
Minium, Crawl, DeLong,
yep, yep,
Hunter,
okay.
and Brandt.
Well, we were waiting, and then the Shikellamy lineup tonight is going to have Moyer back in the lineup after being ill the other night. As a matter of fact, let's give you the starting lineup for the Shikellamy Braves. It'll be junior Ryan Williams, the 5'11 guard. Williams coming into tonight with averaging 7 points a game, 61% free throw shooter, leads in steals, assists, and he is tied in points off turnovers, leads the team in blocks and charges. Cam Leonard, a 5'11 junior guard. Leonard averaging 11 points a game, second on the team in that category, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, and is fourth on the team in rebounds. Asher Moyer back from the Friday night off due to illness. The sophomore, a 6'1 forward, averaging 6 points a game, is third on the team in rebounds, a 48% free throw shooter, and is second on the team in assists. Mason Dietrich, the 6-foot senior guard. Dietrich leading the team with 14 points a game, also from the stripe at 74%, and leads the team in rebounds as well. Brady Wilson, the 6'2 senior forward. Wilson averaging 5 a game, tied for the team lead in points off turnovers, second on the team in rebounds, and a 63% free throw shooter on the year. Xavier Minium is the point guard for the Milton Black Panthers. He's a 6'1 senior, averaging 11 points a game, a 74% free throw shooter. Ashton Crawl, the center, at 6'4, the senior, averaging 4 a game, 50% from the charity stripe. Also at point guard, 6'2 senior Luke DeLong, averaging 10 a game, an 80% free throw shooter. They'll play him at guard and forward. Senior 6'1" Jace Brandt, averaging 9 a game, but struggling from the line at 32% this year. And Nigel Hunter, who's averaging 11 a game from his point guard position, the 6'1 junior, averaging 67% from the free throw line. Braves 62% from the charity stripe as a team. They dropped to 42% from two-point land because of the struggles and the block shots against Selins Grove. Just 34% from outside the arc, and dropped to 40% overall in shooting. Braves averaging 54 points a game, giving up 56 points a game. Last time these two teams met, it was a, as Chief said, a triple overtime thriller.
61-60, and leading the Black Panthers was Nigel Hunter. Now, you just said Nigel averaged 14 a game. Well, he had 14 or 15 before the overtime, and he ended up with 8 more, so that's how he came up with his points. Also, Xavier Minium had 14, and Luke DeLong had 10. The Braves were led by Mason Dietrich last time with 23, and Asher Hunter had 12. So if you look at that, that's 35 points from the guys inside, and Brady Wilson had 3. So 38 of the 60 points, about two-thirds of them came from inside, and that was a good thing. It was positive for the Braves that night. Ashton Crawl, who has always been one of their better rebounders, doesn't score a lot of points, but he's the guy that made the two foul shots with 2 seconds to go in the third overtime to basically win the game for the Black Panthers down in Shikellamy.
One of the last two conference games for the Braves. They will be on the road Friday night in the chilly Great White North of Jersey Shore. We'll have that game for you here on WKOK and on WKOK.com. And a reminder that the district wrestling tournament is coming up this weekend, Saturday in particular. And should the Braves make the final match at 3 o'clock from Jersey Shore, Steve Williams will have that call. He'll have updates on our Facebook page as well from the preliminary match or the semifinal match between Shikellamy and Jersey Shore. Selins Grove's the other semifinal match on Saturday against Williamsport. Both Shikellamy and Selins Grove have beaten their opponents already once in the regular season. So unless something really changes, we expect to see those two teams in the finals, and we'll have that on WKOK late Saturday afternoon with Steve Williams from the shore with Adam Beach.
You know, Kevin, since we're going to be up there on Friday night, maybe you and I could go over to Thompson Street Stadium and take our sleeping bags and stay in the press box.
I don't like being in the daylight in that stadium, let alone at night in that stadium. So I'm good. Thanks anyway.
We got a Sheetz down the road. We could eat well. And
Yeah. There's a grocery store nearby. We're all right there, too. Yeah.
Or we could stay in the Bulldog Motel. All right.
So. Well, tonight it is Milton and Shikellamy as the Braves get ready for the first game in a two-game week here, coming off of that loss against Selins Grove. How much did they miss Asher Moyer in that game, Chief?
Well, we talked about it that night, and they probably missed some baskets, but more than that, you missed his ability to rebound. And the other thing Asher does, he's always around the ball, and he does a great job of getting some steals. And you know, when you have your full entourage out there, you've got what I would say the full squad. They play better mentally, all right? They have. I'm not saying that they weren't playing 100%, but, you know, it's nice when you got all five starters.
Absolutely. No, and especially, well, like you said, they miss his intensity in that game. And I think you even mentioned that a couple of times during the game, too.
I saw his dad at the bistro. Debbie and I went there for dinner on Saturday night. We were talking about it, and I said, you know, Asher, he has the same intensity that you had when he played. And Nick was very competitive, and you know, his Nick's brothers, all right, were good athletes, but Nick was the one that had the extra motor, I think. So you know,
Brad was a three-point shooter.
Brad was a great basketball player, and Michael played good basketball. He's also the quarterback of the football team. So I mean, the Moyer family has contributed to the Shikellamy Athletics over a couple of generations now. So this is the third one. So this is kind of impressive.
Yeah, the sad part is you and I have sat through all of their careers in high school so far.
The only one we haven't is that would be Grandpa Doug.
Yeah,
all right,
that's the only one.
And I think you were probably still wet behind the ears when he was playing. Because I was 4 years older than him. So anyway, it's been three generations, you think about that, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, no question. Well, Shikellamy and Milton, captains have come out. The Braves are in their road navy blue uniforms with the white and maroon stripe. White outline with the maroon numerals, the maroon outline in the white Braves and Shikellamy writing on the front and back. Milton will be in their all white uniforms with black trim and orange numerals and lettering. We'll have the opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Martin Troy here. It's been a great year at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're kicking off the new year with Owner Appreciation Month.
And owners of Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram vehicles get extra rebates.
We have crazy deals on Jeeps. Save up to $4,000 on new 23 Jeep Grand Cherokee L's in stock.
We are also taking up to $2,000 off Jeep Compass Latitudes in stock, which means you can buy a nicely equipped and not stripped one for $30,800. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit Lackawanna.edu today.
Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Sun Area Technical Institute's Kirsten Mast, Nathaniel Furman of Northumberland Christian School, Mifflinburg Area High School senior Tanner Zimmerman, and Andrew Gephardt of Seawolds Grove Area High School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Midwest High School senior Chloe Sauer, Zachary Aller of Shikellamy High School, Lewisburg Area High School senior Gabriella Rosenberg, and Dustin Bomert from Lime Mountain High School. Here's a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, including News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Shikellamy starters being introduced as we speak, as we are courtside tonight here in Milton. And as the Chief said earlier, this is a gym that is built for wrestling. There's no question about it. They have the short stands on the opposite side of our broadcast location and the much higher stands way back behind us. And that one goes almost all the way to the roof. That is a very high vantage point. And again, great if you're doing wrestling. Just like at Shamokin, they'll shut the lights off here in Milton and start the colored strobe lights on the far side of the Milton gym, nicknamed the Jungle.
You know, Kevin, we can listen to the announcement. Probably better than me talk. No, go ahead. That's all right.
From the Jungle in Milton.
They bring out all the stops with the orange and white strobing lights to the far side as they announce the starting lineups. Chief, your thoughts you were just going to share there?
I was just saying the last time I saw you in this gym, I was watching on TV as you were broadcasting the Milton wrestling match with Shikellamy.
Milton Shikellamy.
You were sitting over here. And
I was on the opposite side of the gym at that point.
Right. Yeah, because this is where most of the people are going to sit behind us.
Absolutely.
In any of the matches. So.
As a matter of fact, I don't even think that side of the gym is open during the wrestling match. It was not open that night during the wrestling match.
It might not be. Hey, the lights came on.
Oh, sun came up. So the Milton Black Panthers have been introduced to our right in front of their student section. Shikellamy opening things up here in just a moment from our left. Again, the starting lineups tonight: Williams, Leonard, Moyer, Dietrich, and Wilson. For Milton, it'll be Minium, Crawl, DeLong, Brandt, and Hunter. And we'll try and update you on Shikellamy wrestling throughout the broadcast as well. They are underway on WKOK.com, taking on Shamokin.
Well, one thing we know about this Milton basketball team, when Xavier Minium and Nigel Hunter are on fire, and then they'll bring Rylan Scott in off the bench, and they're just really good athletes. And they not only can score from the outside, but they just have such control of their body and their moves. They get around people and get some inside shots and some layups.
Crawl to center circle. Ken Williams, our head referee tonight.
Why does he always bump your hand, but never mind? I think he likes me.
Well, he and I have a long history together coaching youth football over the years.
What's a youth?
He did it better than I did. I'm going to be the first to admit it. I was just his line guy. Over to the left side, Dietrich in the corner now. Leonard with the basketball as the Braves start with the ball, attacking the basket to our right. Near corner, Dietrich now swings it around against this 2-3 zone. Far corner now, Moyer. Moyer will go to the baseline for Leonard. Leonard kicks it out, Dietrich, corner three, bang!
Well, that'll get him out of the zone quick, Kevin. Milton goes into the zone because of Shikellamy's shooting Woes and Mason Dietrich with a nice pass from Cam Leonard in the corner makes the first one he takes.
Driving in is Hunter. Hunter kicks it back out, and as suspected, the Shikellamy-Shamokin wrestling match has come to a conclusion on WKOK.com. Shikellamy winning it 69-3. Driving in is Brandt. Missed the shot. Rays with the rebound. No look pass to Leonard on the right side from Dietrich. Leonard lost it. Picked up by Minium, then lost himself. Then a fight for the ball on the floor. Moyer is fouled as he comes up with it. And Williams needs some help up.
We hope Moyer is fouled, and Moyer did not foul. It was kind of out of our sights, but it's on.
And it's going to be on Minium.
Number three, Xavier Minium, his first.
His first, team's first. Williams will find Wilson. Wilson back to Williams. Open corner three. Stepped on the baseline, though, when he got the ball. Just a little too close to the baseline there.
Must not have been aware of where he was at exactly, Kev.
Driving in now is Hunter. Hunter with a one-hander and a whistle.
That's going to be on Ryan Williams. I don't think it's a shooting foul. It should be underneath the basket because he fouled before Hunter took the shot.
That is the case. It is not a shooting foul. Pass now to Crawl. Crawl will give it off to Hunter. Over to the left side, right side, rather. Firing up for two is Luke DeLong. That one no good.
Ryan Williams with the rebound.
Yep. Leonard gets it out now to Dietrich. And another three. Back-to-back trays, this time from the top of the key.
Just keep feeding them. They leave him alone. At that time, a much easier place to shoot the ball, but he's two for two, Kev.
Driving in is Minium. Minium blocked by Moyer, and Moyer may have picked up a little bit of body in there.
Yeah, it's going to be Asher's first foul. That's what Minium's going to do. He's going to get a good, quick first step. He's going to get by you, and once he gets by you, then somebody has to come help out, and next thing you know, you got body against body, and you end up fouling.
Exactly. Minium now at the line, a 74% free throw shooter on the season. First one up and no good. 6-0 Shikellamy, 6:08 to go here in the first period.
Hit the back of the rim. I hope they realize if he hits the back of the rim that you got to box out the shooter and you got to make sure you box out the two guys on the other team because that's exactly where that ball went.
Yep, that ball was coming right back out to the shooter again.
We don't have to worry about that, do we, Cap?
Nope, makes the second, 6-1 now. Milton sitting in that 2-3 zone again. Braves with a couple of threes from Dietrich. He has the ball on the far side wing now. Into the corner, Moyer on the far side. Moyer works his way around, finds Williams between the circle. Near wing Leonard, near corner Moyer. Again, perimeter passing outside the arc, looking for a chance to get somebody in. Williams starts in, finds Dietrich wing, now to Wilson, back to Dietrich. Reverse layup, no good, gets it back, bounces it off the rim, no good. And Brandt with a backside rebound.
Two good looks there, Kevin.
Here comes Minium through the block, off the window, and in.
Strong move. He gets up off of his feet very well. Not going to block his shot. Nice touch from the left side off the backboard.
Dietrich leads Minium 6-3 here in the first period. Dietrich, deep three from the wing. Got it! That's three for three, and that one was an NCAA three.
It's not a jump shot either, Kevin. It's a set shot. All the time. That's what good arms and wrist strength that Mason has.
9-3, Shikellamy on top. Basketball in the hands of DeLong. DeLong will give it off to Minium now. Minium goes right side, back to DeLong, now to Minium, top of the key. On the near wing, Hunter, far wing, DeLong. Braves now playing a 2-3 zone in this trip. Three-pointer, Minium, back iron, no, rebound, Dietrich. Dietrich bounces it off of Wilson's head to Moyer.
Good thing Asher stopped.
Here comes Dietrich, and he traveled. He went to do a ball fake and stopped when he did it and did not keep going.
Sometimes they call it and sometimes they don't, but that time the official was standing right with Mason.
DeLong, near wing three, back iron, no, backside rebound, Leonard. Milton quickly back. Leonard will now set up. He starts in, finds Moyer in the far corner. Moyer now, near wing Dietrich, in the near corner Leonard. Leonard drives the lane. sends it out to Wilson, far wing. Wilson to the baseline, now to Moyer on the near corner, and Moyer will travel.
You know, we were talking about this on the way up, Kevin, just some of the basic skills that have gone away from varsity basketball because they don't get enough time in the junior high season to work on that. And we see it more and more, and that's one of those, being able to start off of a stop and not walk.
Minium with the basketball, kicks it out now to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key, three, high arcing shot, drops it out of the rafters. 9-6, Milton leading.
That's just a nice little, you know, look at the guy, step back, he stays there, you make the shot, and against Hunter, just another great outside shooter for the Panthers.
Correction, Shikalini leading 9-6 here with 3:24 to go in the first period. We welcome those of you on WKOK.com that heard the Shikalimi wrestling team with Steve Williams defeat Shamokin 69-3. They'll be back in action on WKOK and WKOK.com Saturday at 3 in the district final if they win against Jersey Shore at 1 o'clock. 9-6 on 3 three-pointers from Dietrich. Here comes the 4th three-pointer from Leonard. That one's short. And Dietrich now will commit the foul on Brandt.
I'm not a real big fan of that one. It looks like they were both side by side. Brandt's got a little bit more body than Mason, so could probably look like he was leaning on him a little bit, but that's Mason's. Right now the Braves have 3 fouls. Ryan Williams has one, Asher Moyer, and Mason Dietrich just picks up the 3rd one. His first.
With the basketball and a three-point deficit with 3:10 to go here in the first period. Far side, Brandt runs the baseline, stops in front of Wilson, pulls up, takes the shot. Williams on the backside rebound. He'll give it to Dietrich. Dietrich goes right down the middle, lost the ball. Picked up by DeLong. DeLong finds Minium. Nice Minium
pass.
Puts it up and in.
That was a great
one-point game.
Luke DeLong made that easy for Xavier Minion to just take it and go in with the layup.
Braves led 6-1 early in this one, but Milton has come back now to make it a one-point game and a foul.
On Minion, or Nigel Hunter, excuse me. You know, Kevin, we're seeing a lot of, I think all 4 of the fouls have not been what I would call hard fouls, all right?
Wilson will now come out, and here comes Fashaw, so Dietrich will move down to forward. Fashaw will come in at guard.
Well, I think you're going to put Fashaw in because of his three-point shooting ability, especially if Milton stays in this zone.
And they are in this trip. Over the right side, it is Leonard for 3. That is the 4th 3 of the ball game for the Braves. They lead it 12-8 with 2:20 remaining in the first period. Everything has been from outside the arc. Here comes DeLong, hit a 3 earlier. Now at the foul line, moves inside. Looked like he might have traveled, but got the bucket instead.
I think you're right, Kevin. I think it was a walk.
Williams with it. They'll go into the corner now to find Fashaw. Now at the foul line, Moyer, right side, Leonard. Leonard now between the circles, gives it to Williams. Back to Leonard, wing 3, just a little bit too far to the left. Rebound for Milton. Wilson ready to check back in.
Of course, we got everybody on the perimeter, Kevin. You don't have anybody rebounding, so that's the one bad thing when you're trying to beat the zone with 3-point shots.
It's okay if you're making them.
Yeah.
DeLong now with 1:30 to go. Milton down by 2, top of the key, NCAA 3. That one's short. Tip out goes to DeLong. DeLong works his way in, blocked by Dietrich. Picked up by Dietrich. Dietrich with a 2-on-2. He finds Moyer and a whistle for a travel.
Yeah, you catch the ball, you got to put it on the floor when you're running or you're going to get called for that.
That's exactly what happened, too.
So we're looking at 3 turnovers for the Braves that have been caused or have been the result of them walking.
Rylan Scott coming in for Jace Brand, who had a huge night last night. I think he had 30 last night.
Jason Brandt did.
Jace did.
Jason Brandt, I'm sorry.
Feed inside. They'll kick it back out around the top of the key to Minium. Now to the right side for 3 by Scott. No good. Out of bounds. Shikalimi basketball with 59.6.
It was off Scott that time.
Yep.
Well, no, you know, right now, when they brought in number 23, Scott, good outside shooter, I mean, I'm looking around there. The only person that probably isn't an outside shooter is Ferdia, all right? And he's playing inside.
Dietrich on the far side. Dietrich will find Leonard now on the far side. Dietrich from the near side moves over and out of the wing. They'll give it to Williams. Williams to Leonard on the far wing.
That almost went into the student section, Kev.
It sure did. Leonard into the corner for Dietrich. He was 3 for 3. Now he's 3 for 4. Leonard with the rebound. Threw it right into the hands of the anticipating Hunter. Takes the jumper in and out. No good. Fashaw tips it. Williams comes up with it. 17 seconds. Leonard makes the save. Bounces it off the chest of Minium out of bounds with 14.4 to go. Shikellamy basketball.
Well, he dodged the bullet. It was a bad pass by Leonard right into the hands of the Milton Black Panther player. He had a layup and missed it. It was a struggle for the rebound. Braves had a lot of people at that end of the court. He just made a tough pass. It was a little long, or they would have gotten a layup out of it.
Shikellamy playing for the final shot, up by 2. Leonard just threw it right into the hands of Scott. Scott goes up off the window, no good. Leonard has it. Leonard's not going to be able to control it and get a shot off. Not the best ending of the period, but the Braves hang on for a 12-10 lead going into the second. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have 6 Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selinsgrove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
12-10 in favor of Shikellamy with all three-pointers, three of them from Mason Dietrich and then one from Cam Leonard. That's the four.
You're not going to win a basketball game with all threes.
Okay? No. But not going to shoot all threes very often.
It sure is nice that probably they've taken 7 and made 4 of them, all right? I think Dietrich's missed 1 and Leonard's missed 2, all right? Other than that, they put him in. But they got to stop throwing the ball, the other team.
Yeah, they've had some really costly turnovers that could have made this a 5, 6, 7-point lead. Milton with the basketball to start, driving through. They can't get a shot on the baseline. Come out back to Minier. Back to a man-to-man for the break. Nope, actually, it's going to be a zone.
They're staying in the zone, Kevin. Milton doing a nice job of moving the ball around.
Discombobulated zone for a little bit.
See, I thought that was a walk right there.
Feed in to Jace Brandt. Brandt works his way from under the basket. Fouled by Wilson with 7:31 to go here in the second.
You know, when Jace gets in there and he's got such good control of that body, and that body's a wide body, and you know, he handles the ball well and he gets you up in the air, and you know, he didn't make the shot, but he did get fouled.
And that one is no good. He has really struggled from the line, just a 32% free throw shooter on the year.
You said he had 30 the other night, Kev?
That's what I had heard.
Yeah, that's a lot of points, man. He missed the second.
If he didn't have 30, he was definitely the leading scorer. But underneath, they'll find Wilson, and Wilson will
get fouled.
Yeah, he will be fouled on the wrist, and it will be on
Ferdia.
Yep. Team foul number 3 for Milton, rather. Shikellamy with 4. Wilson gets the inbounds. He works around and gets it to drop down. Good move by Wilson.
Nice
on
quick
crawl.
Release on that, Kev. I mean, he got up in the air and he got rid of it real fast.
Shikellamy up by 4. Here's the give, the drive. Down to Minium. Back out to Chase Brandt. Offensive foul.
That was a good job by Ryan to get in his road, and then even a better job to fall down when he went by.
There might be a nomination for next year's Oscars.
Ryan is an excellent soccer player.
There you go. Williams with the basketball now, and a 4-point Shikellamy lead attacking a 2-3 zone. We've seen it at both ends of the court now.
So does both teams playing zone slow the tempo of the game down?
Well, I would think it has to. Williams into Wilson. Wilson into Moyer. Moyer too deep, in some trouble, trying to fight his way through. Oh, he just muscled his way up for a two-point bucket from behind the basket.
That's amazing, Kevin.
I don't know how.
He's in trouble with three guys, and he makes the shot.
Brandt has his pass tipped, still gets through then to Scott on the near side. Scott fires up a three, off the iron, no good. Fashaw with a rebound.
Set it up.
Yeah, he did not like the one-on-three. Minium working him hard at the half-court line, steals it away. Williams comes up with the loose ball, lost it out of bounds off of Fashaw then.
Why don't you stop your dribbling, pick the ball up, and get it to another player? I mean, there again, that's just, by this time in a ball player's career or a ball player's year, you gotta cut your losses and get rid of the ball.
In the corner, DeLong for three. Got it! 13 points for Milton, and DeLong has two of the big threes of the game.
He has one. He's got one of them.
Was the other one a two?
Yeah.
I thought the other one had a foot
outside.
That's
where we thought he walked, and he threw it to the...
Yeah, threw it right to Minium. Minium lets Williams go by and then miss the shot. Dietrich tips it to Williams. Williams fakes his way through. Thought he got fouled, no call. Brandt with a rebound. The other way, firing it up for two is Hunter, and a whistle.
That's Mason's second foul.
Yep. Dietrich will pick up the foul. Team foul number five. Nigel Hunter on the line, a 67% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. They'll have another opportunity as Milton brings Garrick Baker into the game for Minium. Is that the first time Minium's been out of this game?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hunter with a second one ready to go. And that one rolls off all of the rim and no good.
Yeah, good job by Asher Moyer, Kevin.
Leonard with it in the corner. Lets a man go by. Foul line extended left side by Moyer. Drives to the baseline. Draws a two-shot foul. And team foul number five.
After he makes that good first quick step, Asher's that close. An inch and a half from making that a three-point play or possible.
Miss it by that much.
Two shots. And that foul was on Brandt. That's his second.
Moyer, a 48% free throw shooter, as Minium checks in. And the first one is good in front of the Milton student section. Brandt will come out with those two fouls. Five team fouls apiece now. Dietrich with two fouls as well, still in the game at the moment. Moyer now at the line.
You don't want him to get his second.
Back iron, no good, and coming up with it is Garrick Baker. Minium has it, finds DeLong. Back to Minium. Hunter on the near side, looking around. Now he goes to the foul line. Jumper, in and out, no good. Dietrich with the rebound. Dietrich will bring it up now, find Fashaw. Fashaw in the corner to Moyer. Back to Fashaw near wing. Far side, Dietrich with the hot hand. He drives in, finds Moyer underneath, reverses and puts it up and in.
That's a fantastic play by Dietrich and Moyer. Dietrich dribble penetrates, gets to Moyer on the baseline, reverse layup for two. Wow.
19-14 with 4:40 to go. Top of the key, three. Minium, no good. Baker with a rebound. Wilson tips it out of bounds as Williams and Costello ready to come in.
Well, they should give Mason Dietrich a blow here, get him out of here
so
he doesn't get another foul. But and, you know, Randy's been doing a nice job. He's done very well, when he's come into play in the post.
Near wing, Minium on the inbound. They get it to Baker. Now back to Minium with 4:30 to go against the Braves 2-3 zone. Crawl playing at about the foul line. Just towering over Xavier Fashaw right now.
You know, it's interesting when they have this setup. Oh, there's a shot. Sorry, Kev.
Baker with three. Front of the iron, no good. DeLong with the rebound. Goes back up. Missed it. Backside rebound by Leonard.
Yeah, Cam has to go down and be low man on that zone, all right, when Dietrich's not in there.
And DeLong will pick up foul number six for the team. And that means the next time around, the Braves will be shooting as Dietrich is ready to come in.
Luke DeLong picks up his first foul, Kev. And it's going to give Asher Moyer a break here, too, as Dietrich comes in to take his spot.
19-14, Shikellamy up by five. Their second time they've been up by as many as five today.
This is a 2-3, and they're pushing that zone out.
They get it inside to Castillo. He gets it back out. Fashaw now to Wilson, or Williams to Castillo. He'll back out to Fashaw. Three, too long. Fight for the rebound, and it will be Shikellamy basketball off of DeLong, and DeLong can't believe it.
Well, Cam Leonard came from the foul line extended on the left side to try to get the rebound, and he did hit DeLong, but DeLong should have held on to the ball.
And a timeout by Shikellamy, a 30-second timeout with 3:48 remaining here in this first half of play, and Shikellamy leading it by a score of 19-14.
You want to put the mic in there, Coach Ziegler, since we're so close?
I don't think he wants me to.
Well, you know, when Brian Ziegler was coaching the JVs, we didn't need a mic.
That's a good point.
If we'd have been doing the JV game, we probably could have had found out exactly what was going on all the time.
Well, as many of you know, we're right next to the Shikellamy bench here at Milton. And over the years, Bill Ziegler has been the one that sat on the end of that bench while Tim Fora hustled back and forth along the coach's box and learned a lot at that point. Right now, Brian Ziegler has that final spot that he's usually right next to us. And Bill Ziegler avoids us like the plague.
And I get to sit next to Dave McDermott, who keeps score, so we'll never have the wrong
numbers.
We
always have the official score anyway, but now it's really true.
It's double official.
Cam Leonard with the basketball between the circles. He'll give it off to Williams. Williams will go left side to Fashaw. Back to Williams as Wilson's ready to check in for the Braves. In the corner, Dietrich, three, just a little short, backside rebound by DeLong. He has now kind of cooled off a little bit after three straight.
3 for 5, he's shooting 60%.
Here's an air wing three, right through the net for Nigel Hunter.
And nobody got a hand in his face. That's Nigel's second three-point shot. He has 7 altogether.
That cuts a five-point lead down to 2 with 3:11 to go in the half. Fashaw with it, near side Leonard. And now to Dietrich in the corner. Far side corner now. Leonard with the basketball again. Finds Wilson in the baseline. Kicks it back out. Far wing three. Leonard. Short. Hits the top of the backboard and goes over the top. It'll be Milton basketball.
Kevin,
key possession right now for Milton.
The trajectory of Mason Dietrich's shots are the same every time, and he's basically got to be right on with them because he's not going to get any friendly rolls.
He doesn't have a whole lot of arc on those threes, but you're right. When he's on, he drains it and barely touches the net or the rim, and there's a shot by Minium that draws a foul. This one is going to be on Cam Leonard.
His first.
It'll be team foul number 6, but it is a shooting foul for the 74% free throw shooter, Xavier Minium.
Yeah, Minium came off of a high screen and cut down the sideline and got the ball from, I forget it was in the corner, but made a nice move and got fouled. And he makes the first.
That one rattles in. This one to tie it. And does. Milton has not led in this one, but they trailed twice by as many as 5 and have come back. This is the first time they've tied the game, actually.
Well, we're used to tie scores in the Milton-Shikellamy games, aren't we?
Yeah, I'll say. At least 3 times. Leonard with it. Feeds inside to Wilson now. Wilson back to Leonard. Leonard from the wing driving in. Takes the jumper over Brandt. Brandt had to back off with those 2 fouls, and Leonard took advantage for the bucket. 21-19 with 2:10 remaining in the half. Milton trailing it.
That's 5 points for Cam. Nice jump stop and for about a 5-footer.
On the far side, Brandt starts in. Now to DeLong, top of the key, Minium. Minium drives in and will get the bucket and go to the line.
You can't go for that fake because he's going to go down. He's on the left side. He's going to go left. And he just gets that step on you, and Leonard picks up his second foul. And Xavier makes the bucket also.
Moyer, Fashaw, and Bruno in the game for the Braves. Pradilla in for Milton.
Actually, it says it's his third foul.
That's what the board says.
It is a three. It is three, according to Dave McDermott, and he is the scorekeeper.
And he is the keeper of the book.
Is that right? Three on three?
In and out, no good on the 1-1. Rebound by Wilson. We'll give it to Williams. 21 all, tied up again. Braves have not scored in the last 2 minutes of basketball. Bounce pass inside to Wilson. Wilson hard to the bucket, no good. Over the back call coming on Wilson, and that will send Brandt to the line for a 1-1 with foul number 8. Minute 40 to go in this one, all tied at 21. That will be foul number 2 on Wilson. And Brandt 0-for-2 coming into this one.
From the foul line.
Correct. He'll spin it, bend the knees, and make that one. He'll get another opportunity as Milton takes their first lead of the ball game at 22-21.
Right now, the Braves are in a drought as far as being able to score. I mean, Cam Leonard hit that too, but that's the first bucket they had for quite a while.
Second one is good. Milton with a two-point lead here with a minute 37 to go here in the half. Bruno now to Fashaw, back to Bruno. Far side Williams. Again, the zone in place for Milton as it has been the whole game. Feed inside to Williams, then to Wilson. Wilson off balance, missed the shot. Brandt with a rebound. Brandt bringing it back the other way. Has his pocket picked by Williams and loses it out of bounds.
See, they're the shots you have to make. You're a foot, 2 feet from the basket. You got to be able to put them in. You work so hard to get the ball there. It's tough to get the ball in that zone, but, you know, you got to make those shots, and that's a couple now the Braves have missed.
Scott in for Brandt now. Milton with a basketball. Boy, I'll tell you what, that one hit Hunter in the hands and lost it out of bounds, fortunately, off Bruno, and Milton will retain possession. That could have been a costly one.
If Johnny L. would have known that was going to happen, he would have grabbed it.
Inbounds pass goes to Hunter. Hunter now driving in. He'll find Fashaw far side. He'll work around Moyer. Bounce pass. Finds in the opposite box. Fradia, and it got the two. It's a four-point Milton.
This happens to the Braves all the time, Kevin.
Right side, but Fashaw.
But you notice, Kevin, the Milton has brought that zone out further, pushing the Braves' offense out farther.
The Braves right now pass it around the NBA three-point line. Wilson finds Moyer. Moyer back outside to Williams. Williams makes a man go off his feet. Comes a near side Fashaw. Moyer with a baseline move. Opposite way. Williams far side three. No, it's going to be Bruno with a far side three. No good. And picking up the loose ball is Fashaw. Williams now with it. Has it tipped out of his hands. Gets it back. Williams now with a dribble. Out of control. Picks it up. Calls a timeout.
I don't think they really wanted that timeout.
Not with 11.5 necessarily.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, in the heat of the battle, a very normally smart move by Williams to take the timeout and avoid losing the possession. But, again, 11.5 on the clock does give you enough time to at least set something up.
Yeah, the Braves, again, if you notice, Kevin, when Milton extends their zone out and you're back farther, those three-point shots aren't normal high school three-point shots.
Yeah.
And they've gotten the ball on the baseline, and, you know, that's a tough deal. Asher's gotten in on the baseline a couple of times with no place to go. And when they did make the pass inside, they've missed the shot. So that's, you know, like I said, you got to make those two-foot shots.
You mentioned it. Milton has collapsed on everybody that's coming in the baseline, moving from the baseline.
I don't think they're scared of the inside game for Chickalini.
I don't think so either. 25-21, Milton on top with 11.5 to go. They'll go to the backcourt to Williams. Williams now pushing it up on DeLong. And now Milton looks like they've gone to man-to-man.
They did go to man.
And Wilson lost the ball out of bounds. 2.1 remaining in this one. And Chickalini, that has led from the opening moments, now has trailed for the last 2 minutes. And Milton will get a half-court shot away. And missing it for Milton is Scott. That will do it. for the first half of play here in Milton. It is Milton 25, Shikellamy 21. This is Grange Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
It's 2023, and while a lot has changed, one thing you can count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. At Purdy Insurance, we provide you the highest level of service and coverage to protect you, your family, and your business. Make it your New Year's resolution to call us for a quote today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or stop in our office at 136 Market Street in Sunbury to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Halftime here in the Jungle in Milton, 25-21. Milton leading Shikellamy after the Braves opened it up with three big three-pointers from Mason Dietrich. Had an early five-point lead, then saw it dwindle down to one, then go back to five again, but the Braves went silent for about 2.5 minutes at the end of that period, Chief.
Well, Milton picked up the intensity on their zone, and then the Braves stopped making those threes, and they missed a couple of points, a couple of baskets inside. And at the other end, Milton's been able to dribble penetrate against the zone. Minium, it doesn't matter if it's Minium or Hunter, or even if Scott's in there, they just have a great ability to make a move and get through the initial person at the top of the zone, and then that causes all kinds of havoc in your defense. If nobody comes up to stop you, you get a layup or a short jumper. If they do, you kick it out someplace and somebody has an open jump shot. And again, the Braves went dry for a period of time with their shooting. Milton outscored them 15-9 in that second quarter, and that's the difference in the ball game. Xavier Minium has 9 points right now to lead Milton, and Nigel Hunter has 7, and Luke DeLong with 5. And they've spread the scoring out, too. They've got a couple of players with 2, with Fridia has 2, and so does Brandt. For the Braves, they're led by Mason Dietrich. He has those 3 threes for 9. Cam Leonard has 6, or excuse me, Cam Leonard has 5. Asher Moyer has 6. And they are the only people to score besides Brady Wilson's 2. So, again, they're going to have to make some adjustments. As far as fouls go, Braves in a little tougher situation than Milton. Cam Leonard picked up his 3rd foul. Mason Dietrich and Brady Wilson both have 2. And Ryan Williams and Asher Moyer with 1 apiece. Over on the Milton side, Jace Brandt has 2. And we've got these players have 1. Minium and Ferdia and DeLong and Hunter all have 1.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Earlier tonight on WKOK.com, Steve Williams is at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium to see Shikellamy with a 69-3 win over the Shamokin Indians. Braves wrestling team on the road in the District 4 tournament. That will be a semifinal match scheduled for 1 o'clock at Jersey Shore as they take on the Bulldogs. Selinge Grove will take on Williamsport, and the winners will be in the finals. And if the Braves do make that as expected in the finals, we're kind of leaning toward Selinge Grove, seeing as both teams have won their head-to-head matchups with both Jersey Shore and Williamsport. It would be a Shikellamy-Selinge Grove final. You'd be able to hear that on WKOK. 3:45 is the scheduled start time for that broadcast with Steve Williams from Jersey Shore. They are looking at a 4 o'clock start time for the match itself. Here at the half, it is Milton 25, Shikellamy 21. This is Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gapview Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzs.com.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have six Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Selins Grove, and now Hershey areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum Central Pennsylvania, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Milton leading Chickalee at the half, 25-21. Braves with opportunities had the lead most of the period. Then went on that ice cold spell right before the end of the half. Chief, Chickalee has not been able to find an answer getting the ball inside the paint against his 2-3 zone. The only thing that's really kept them going is the outside shot for 3 points that they were successful with in the first period and then dried up in the second.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that, Kevin. And it's a matter of, you know, you in that zone, the JVs, who tonight won 52-40, played that zone offense against Milton's zone defense very well. They got the ball to the high post. They, and in fact, it was McAllister and Moyer. McAllister at the high post would get it to Micah Moyer in the short corner, and he'd get some. Micah would get some baskets, and then the other thing that happened was Micah would get the ball in the short corner, and McAllister would drop, and he'd get the ball, and he'd get a layup. And the Braves have not done that, but it might be because the Milton defense is a little sharper on the varsity than the JVs. But that's that. You got to do that, or Milton will just keep pushing that zone out. We could, our kids could end up at half court. All right, if they push it out any further.
You know, you mentioned it as well during the game. What started out was pushing Chickalee to the three-point line. Then they hit 4 of 5 three-pointers in a row. Then it pushed out to the NCAA area. Braves hit 1 or 2 from there. Then it pushed it out. Then they pushed it out further. Now it's like trying to fire up an NCAA or a NBA 3 to try and get it. They have really done a great job extending that 2-3 zone.
And the way you beat that is you get somebody into high post or even at the, you know, and get the ball into them and then look on either side. But people think that, you know, you don't have to move when you're playing that zone offense, you know, but you have to. You have to find the open spots. There's nothing different than in a basketball game as compared to if a football team is playing zone in their pass protection. Your best receivers know where the soft spot is in the zone.
Right.
And I think Coach Ziegler uses that term too, the soft spot. You have to look and see where there's going to be an opening, because, as you know, if you're going to match up in the zone against the offense that Chickalee has, somebody's going to be out of position. You're going to be able to get the ball somewhere. But here's the thing, Kev. You got to make the shot then. You know, you got to make the shot. I mean, Cam Leonard found it one time and made a four-footer. Brady Wilson made one. So just something you have got to do. What do you got there, buddy?
Checking in on the Purple Palace on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel. It's showing at the half that it is Shamokin 26 and Selins Grove 19, a must-win game for the Seals if they want a possibility at a Hack 1 title. Of course, they have to go to Central Mountain on Friday night as well. Hey. So their Hack 1 options are going to be decided here this week.
You lose that one and you lose on Friday and
game over.
You're third place.
Yeah.
But you're in the playoffs, you know. And they're not in the same place. Well, Central Mountain is that.
Right, but they're also playing for a chance at being the number four.
Yeah.
No, the number four team in the Hack tournament.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They could be the at-large bid.
Yeah.
To mention the fact that they're also trying to solidify and probably have a home court game in the District 6-4 playoff first round.
Yeah, I'm sure they got second locked up, you know. They'll be rooting for Chickalee next Thursday when they play Belfont.
No question about that.
The Braves haven't come out yet.
And they have not.
Nope. Probably what happened was nobody went and got him.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot of times because that's not like Coach Ziegler not to be here with his team. Usually the scorekeeper, the guy that runs the clock at 2 minutes or 3 minutes goes back and informs him. And I just now saw him come out. So he might have long time. Clock runner Sheldon Summer is not here anymore. In fact, he's sitting right across from us, Kevin, right across from you with his grandson.
You're right. I did not notice
Yeah, here we go. Now we're out. So
the Braves, unfortunately, are going to have to come right out and come right to the court.
And it'll be Braves ball.
And it will be Shikellamy ball. So Braves will come out with Leonard, Wilson, Williams, Moyer, and Dietrich. And for Milton, they'll go with Hunter, Minium, DeLong, Crawl, and also Brandt.
Yeah, Coach Ziegler's not happy.
No.
You know, he just said the officials, nobody came to get us. He said they do it every place, but, you know, and he's right.
Yeah, nobody let them know how much longer they had.
Braves coaching staff not happy overall.
They haven't had a great night, in either the JV game or the varsity game. By the way, the JV winning earlier tonight.
52-40.
There you go.
I think they have 2 losses and 16 wins, Kevin.
And a good season last year in JV ball, too.
Well, this is interesting. They got Brady Wilson out on the wing.
Yeah, that's new.
That's what they got to do, make that pass.
Moyer inside to Dietrich, and Dietrich missed the shot.
Well, they got the ball to Asher Moyer in the short corner, and he got it to Mason, and he did not make it.
Three-pointer, far side, Minium off the rim and then over the backboard, so it'll be Shikellamy ball. 30 seconds gone by here in this third period.
One thing about Coach Brandt's teams, they're not going to stall. They're going to try to score, all right? And, they went down that looked like they got the first look at a three, and Minium took it. There it is again.
Williams sends it inside to Moyer. Moyer gets it up and in, and the Braves close the gap now, 25-23.
Do I know what I'm talking about sometimes, Kevin?
Have I ever doubted that?
Yeah, well, I know, but, it just that's where they got to go.
There's a pass over Minium's head, out of bounds. Minium says, my fault. I was coming in, and you thought I was headed out.
Well, the Braves have a chance to tie it up here or maybe go up by one, Kevin.
Yeah, Braves had been silent up until 2.5 minutes of, actually 3 minutes of basketball time until they finally found the bucket.
By the way, that's Asher Moyer's 7th point.
Far side now. Leonard thought about a three, then pulled it down, went to the corner down to Moyer. Moyer to Dietrich in the low box. Over Brandt, missed the shot off the rim, out of bounds. It will be.
It's off Crawl.
Shikellamy basketball.
A little pressure from the backside, and Ashton knocked it out. So it is Braves ball again.
Williams looking for an inbound, finds Wilson, who goes up.
Oh, yes.
And got it to roll down in and got fouled as well.
A little kiss, as they say, Kevin. Nice roll there. So that's Brady's 4th point. He's going to go to the line. Chance to go ahead now, and that's 3 fouls on Jace Brandt.
Now we'll send Wilson to Vaughn, a 63% free throw shooter on the year. The right-hander puts it up, back iron, no good, and brought down by Crawl. No, it's going to be a held ball call.
Held ball, that's right.
Dietrich, I didn't know if Dietrich had enough
Dietrich
on
and Crawl both had a hold of it, and... So now we got a 25-25 new ball game, Kevin, right from the beginning.
Indeed, with 6:30 to go here in the third. In the quarter, Brandt with it. He'll go top of the key. He'll find Hunter. Now back to Brandt. Now Hunter flashing in, working on Williams. Williams doesn't give ground. They'll send it to DeLong.
Minium to DeLong.
It's the one who fired up the three and got it.
But you know what made that? Minium dribble penetrated, got to the middle of the paint. Everybody collapsed. DeLong's out front all by himself. Easy 3-point shot for him.
Williams with a wing three. Missed everything. Dietrich goes up, has it stripped away. Moyer makes the save, goes right into the hands of Hunter. Hunter will travel. It'll be Shikellamy basketball in front of their own bench.
That's good job by Ryan Williams to get in front of him, Hunter in front of him, so that he turns around and he can't put the ball on the floor, so he took a couple of steps.
Moyer now inbounding. They'll find Leonard. Shikellamy down by that three that they just hit moments ago by DeLong. 2-3 zone. Leonard almost traveled on that one. Goes near wing to Williams, then finds Wilson. Wilson comes up short, Rebound picked up by Crawl.
Tough angle on that shot by Brady.
Minium with the basketball. He'll send it in to Brandt, who almost traveled himself. Baseline move. Forces his way in. Goes to the line and gets the bucket as well.
Well, the officials are discussing what's going on.
Now, let's see if they call it on the floor. And the basket is good. So the foul is going to be on Moyer. And his first, team's first. That'll send...
His second, isn't it? No, I'm sorry.
First.
That's right, because I gave one of Cam Leonard's fouls to him.
And Brandt misses it. Nobody boxed him out. And the shot waved off for a travel by Brandt.
Now, Coach Brandt is not happy.
Yes. You know what? If you're hearing it from both benches, you must be balancing it.
That was a great job by Jace. I mean, he was shooting the ball, and instead of coming in, he went around to the right, and the ball came right to him. He almost like he knew it was going to do that, Kev.
He intended that to happen.
Yes, yeah. He did. He willed it. He willed it to the ball.
Dietrich in the corner now makes a move on DeLong, starts in, and touches the baseline.
They missed Brady Wilson. Brady Wilson was standing halfway between the baseline and the foul line, and both defenders were on either side of him, and they did not get him the ball.
Five-point Milton lead.
That's a low post, high post shot. Pass.
Five-point Milton lead with five to go. Driving in with a nice layup and a finger roll by Hunter from outside to the base.
So from a tie to a seven-point lead.
And here comes Leonard with the answer back. He will be fouled and will go to the line as it rolls right off the rim. Fashall ready to check in.
I think that's going to be on Luke DeLong.
The X-Factor ready to step in the game after this shot from Leonard.
Well, the Braves have been to the line three times. They are 1-for-3. First time for Cam Leonard.
That one barely moved the net.
That is number 6 on the night for Cam. So chance to get to 7 here.
Wilson will come out. Dietrich will go back down to forward, and Fashaw now will be the guard. Here comes the shot, and good.
They're big, Kevin.
Yeah.
They're big, big foul shots.
Cuts the lead down to 5. Milton with the basketball. Hunter on the near wing against the 2-3 zone. DeLong, right side, had a couple of big threes, finds Crawl, now to Minium. Minium to the foul line. Left side, Brandt, NCAA 3, that one too far, rebound by Crawl.
He doesn't.
Crawl goes back to Brandt, same spot again, missed everything but the backboard, and Dietrich with the rebound.
Crawl had a shot after he got that offensive board, Kevin, he just wouldn't take it.
Fashaw, wing 3, just a little short. Rebound by Williams. Williams goes up, stuffed by
Minium.
Here comes DeLong back the other way, lays it up and in.
Nobody stopped him. He just went right to the hoop. That's 10 now for DeLong.
7-point Milton lead, their largest of the night.
And all of a sudden we're into a running game.
Under 4 to go in the third period. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams goes to Moyer, lost it. DeLong had it, stolen away by Moyer. Moyer puts it up off the window and in with an off-balance shot that just should not have even come close to going in.
You're exactly right, Kevin, but good hustle by Asher. Picks up point number 9.
5-point game. Milton with the basketball. Hunter will start in. Guarded by Williams. Now DeLong over to the right side to Brandt. Top of the key, Minium taking some time off the clock. There's a corner three by Hunter, short. Rebound by Fashaw. Fashaw now will slow it down with 3:09 to go, and the Braves down by 5.
Another big possession here, Kev, for the Braves.
Third period basketball, and the Braves need one right here. Over the far side, Williams starts in. Finds Dietrich. Dietrich, 3. Got it! Far corner 3. That's 4. For Dietrich.
Ryan Williams again set that up. He got down in the short corner, and Mason went out in the far corner, and Ryan got him the ball, and he sank that one, Kev.
2-point game now. What once was 7 is down to 2. There's the give to DeLong. Near side, Brandt.
Grant holding the ball above his head, now brings it down, finds Midium. Tipped out of bounds by Dietrich, almost got control of that one. Here comes Wilson in the game for the Braves, and Fredia's coming in as well as Scott.
Asher Moyer's going to come out.
DeLong ready to inbound in front of the Milton student section, attacking the basket to our right. Two-point lead for the Black Panthers. They've led since the midway part of the second period. Here comes Brandt. Jump stop. Takes a shot. Puts it in. Right side, right hand, right in.
That is like getting a semi-truck in motion. You can't stop it, all right?
Yes.
You just got to hope that he misses it.
Here comes Williams. Near side fast off. Bounce to the baseline. Dietrich over to Leonard. Far wing. Leonard quickly got defended. Pass is tipped. Goes out of bounds. Shikellamy basketball with a minute 53 to go. That was a long pass.
I absolutely hate those cross
court passes. That was a long pass. Leonard ready to inbound.
Got to get it in, guys.
Yeah, he was running close, and Williams went back behind the half-court line to pick that one up.
Well, Ryan was always open. You know, I think they were trying to get it somewhere inside.
Williams with the basketball, now to Leonard. Leonard with a three from the near wing, missed it. Williams tips it out of bounds. It'll be Milton basketball. Minute 37 to go, and a four-point Milton lead.
They stopped trying to go inside again, Kevin.
Yep.
It's been like 4 minutes since they did that, and they have not done it again.
Dietrich is coming out now, and Johnny Obruno in the game for Shikellamy. Milton with the basketball, trying to extend their lead. Minion brings it up.
They're going to go. Nobody's on DeLong.
And DeLong get a free three, still missed it. He might have been too open from the wing. And a foul coming.
No foul.
No?
They wanted a foul.
Oh, yeah,
but,
you're right.
You know,
it was just out of bounds.
What happened was Xavier got the rebound, and he fell down, or somebody knocked him down, and the ball went off of Milton. So, Braves balls.
Dietrich ready to check back into this one. Bruno has it, goes to Williams. Back to Bruno underneath, pass tipped by DeLong, out of bounds with a minute 12 to go.
Trying to get the ball down low again, down in around the baseline.
Baker in for Milton, Dietrich in for Shikellamy. Leonard coming out for the Braves, and Brandt for Milton. Williams will inbound with a minute 12 to go and a four-point deficit. That could have been a foul on Baker, but they didn't give it as Dietrich went face first under the basket. Fashaw with the basketball, finds Bruno, now to Dietrich in the corner. Williams down to baseline, out to Bruno. Bruno threw it right into the hands of Minium, lost it, and then picking up the ball that's going to be Fredia. Here's DeLong with a three from the wing. Bang!
You see, nobody picks him up, and they give him a really easy look at
and
the basket.
And it's back to seven.
That's a foul.
Yeah, and that is going to be a foul on Baker as Wilson got it at the foul line and got pushed from behind. 36 seconds remaining as team foul number three for Milton goes on the board. 36 seconds in the third period. There's Williams underneath the Wilson, puts it up and in.
Good seal by Brady that time to get his man underneath the basket, and he makes the little one-footer.
Open in the corner, wide open three for Fredia. 42-34 now, an eight-point lead. Dietrich, corner three, short. Backside rebound by Fredia. 10 seconds left. He's going to dribble it up. Look for an open man. No one there. 6 seconds left. Now to Baker. Timeout with 4.1 by Coach Brandt. And a 42-34 lead. This is a key possession, really, for Milton here because they could take a huge lead giving Shikellamy the ball to start the fourth period. This is a big two-point basket that they're looking for
here. Sure is, Kevin.
That makes it a 10-point game.
Started with the turnover with the pass that got intercepted, and it ended up in a DeLong three-pointer. So DeLong having a good night, Kevin. He's got three threes for nine, and he's got two other baskets. So he's got 14 points altogether.
Who would have guessed? DeLong hits threes.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't seen that before, ever. His entire career.
Is there anybody on this team that Milton has that won't. I'll tell you, Ashton Crawl is probably the only one on the team that's not going to take a three.
So Brandt comes back in. Also coming in for Milton is going to be Rylan Scott. And with 4 seconds to go, they'll try and get it back to Brandt for three. Takes a step down, shoots it off the rim, no good. And that will do it for the third period of play. After three, it is Milton 42, Shikellamy 34. This is Grays Basketball at WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Experience the W&L difference, off-road 11 in Northumberland, and online at WNLSubaru.com.
W&L Subaru has over 85 certified pre-owned Subarus on the lot. This month, take $1,000 off any certified pre-owned Subaru and enjoy financing as low as 4.99% for 63 months.
New year, new adventures, and new inspiration at W&L Subaru.
Financing for well-qualified applicants only and cannot be redeemed for cash value. Valid on model years 2019 to 2022. Offer ends 1/31/23. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
Back in the jungle in Milton, where Milton leads it 42-34. Braves trailed by as few as one, and then almost found themselves down 10 or more. Right now, sitting at the largest lead of the night for Milton at 42-34. Shikellamy will get the ball, though, to start the period. And Coach Brandt calling that timeout with about 4 seconds left to try and get one more two-point play in.
I thought they were going to give it back to Jason. He was going to drive for a layup, and Johnny All was supposed to be on him, and he went down in the corner. They could have done that, but luckily for Shikellamy, Brace took the three-point shot and missed it.
Braves with the basketball now. Fashaw into the foul line to Wilson. Wilson couldn't get it. They feed it now to Minium, and Minium lays it up and in. And now there's that 10-point lead, largest of the night, on the steal and transition bucket. Now Wilson, or Williams, and Fashaw, rather, over the right side. We'll send it to Dietrich in the corner. Dietrich double team, overshot the basket. Backside rebound for Dia, and this could be a backbreaker right here. Minium with the basketball. Braves down 10 right now.
Well, the Braves are back in a man-to-man.
Pradilla with a basketball.
Wow, is that a mismatch under the basket right now with
Fashaw
and Minium? Not that the height difference is that bad, but
it's pretty big. There's Minium, gets it, comes around the corner, rims in and out. Fashaw with the rebound. Outlet to Williams. Williams to Leonard. Leonard thought about a three, but nobody was under the basket. He takes it right to the paint, jump stop, and fires it up.
That is twice now Cam has done that, and he's been successful on it. That's a smart, smart play by him.
44-36. Milton leading it with 6:30 to go.
Oh.
And just barely getting it is driving in was Hunter. Was not looking for that pass. He comes up with it right in front of the Milton bench. Hunter now bounces it into Minium. Minium back out to Brandt. Brandt baseline and will draw the foul. I'm not sure if this is going to be on Leonard or on Williams. It's on Williams.
No, it's on Wilson.
Or Wilson, rather. I'm sorry. Two fouls on the team, three for Wilson.
You just got to take a charge against the big guy. You know, they got one charge against him, but since then he's been just like using his size to go to the bucket, and I don't blame him either, Kevin.
Absolutely. And Wilson will now have to come out, and Moyer coming in, and Brandt now misses the first. We'll have another opportunity for redemption. And he will get it after hitting the front of the rim and dropping in. 9-point Milton lead here with 6:15 remaining in the game.
And he has seven, Jace Brandt does.
Leonard with it. Swings around the near side to Fashaw. Fashaw into Moyer. Moyer underneath.
Three
running
guys
out of real estate and running out of room and bounces it off the long out of bounds.
He had Ferdia and Brandt and
DeLong.
DeLong on it.
And the baseline.
And the baseline. No, it wasn't DeLong. It was Minium was down there.
Oh, you're right, Minium. Here comes Wilson looking to inbound. He's in trouble. Finds Dietrich in traffic. Dietrich kicks it back out now to Leonard. Leonard with it, working on DeLong. Drives in, goes off the backboard, no good. Big rebound by Minium.
Good first step, good drive, just too hard off the backboard. Here he goes again.
Here comes Jace, and Brandt drives right in for the bucket. Fake the pass, got right to the hoop.
If you're playing man-to-man, you got to get back and pick up your man right away, and the Braves have not done that several times.
Milton with their largest lead of the night of 11, and Minium does not like the call as he will get called for a hack.
A hack in the P-hack game.
That's right.
That's Minium or Xavier Minium's second foul.
Team foul number four. 5:36 to go. Braves inbounding. Here's the give to Leonard on the inbound for three. Just a whisker long. Great rebound by Dietrich. Had it ripped out of his hands. Comes back up with it for a second. Throws it into the air and picked up by Fredia.
I just can't believe there's not any contact there.
Here comes Brandt. Now to DeLong, far wing three, short, bounces around, Fredia has it, and gets control. Finds Brandt, Brandt driving, loses control of the ball, keeps it underneath the basket, backs up, missed the shot, rebound by Moyer. Moyer with a three on two, Moyer finds Dietrich, and an offensive foul.
That's where you got to stop, all right? I mean, the guy's there, you just got to stop and make the pass. That's his second foul, Asher's second foul.
Team foul number three, Braves down by 11 with five to go. 47-36. Braves basketball team trying to do what the Braves wrestling team did earlier tonight. They got the big win over Shamokin, rather.
Braves
on WKOK.com.
Braves going to go with full court pressure here, Kevin.
Haven't done that all night. Brandt now in some trouble. He's double teamed in front of the Milton bench. Loose ball, picked up for a minute by Milton. Williams steals it. Williams goes up. He's going to go to the line and get a bucket as well.
Well, that was a really nice shot. I mean, he used his body to keep the Milton defender off of his shot, and then it was like almost a little bit left-handed hook off the glass, and that is three now on Luke DeLong.
Team foul number five, as it's now a nine-point game. Williams coming to line, a 61% free throw shooter with his first trip to the line tonight. He'll fire it up and miss it. Dietrich with a rebound. Dietrich puts it up, looking for a call, didn't get it, missed the shot. Rebound by Fredia. DeLong with the basketball now. Gives it to Fredia. Now driving down the middle is Hunter. Hunter finds Minium, who lays it up and in with the left hand, and it's 11-point lead again for Milton.
That's going to happen when you double team up on top, that somebody's got to drop, and Minium just found the open spot on the left side, low box.
Williams finds Leonard. Leonard now coming between the circles. Near side, Fashaw back to Leonard. Deep three. That was the NCAA three. And it makes it 39-41 with an 8-point lead in Shikellamy. And Bill Ziegler calling for a full timeout with 4:06 to go here in this final period. Five team fouls for Milton, three for the Braves, who trail it by eight.
Right now, Cam has, I've got him for 14. Mason Dietrich is just busting his tail on those offensive boards. And it seems like he's getting pushed while he's trying to come up, and he loses his balance, and he just hasn't been able to make a shot. And, you know, Mason's not the biggest guy as far as weight goes in there, and it's a lot of bodies on him. One thing I like about the Braves, I like that when they went to that pressure on the full court and half court, it seems that all of a sudden put a little bit of a scare into Milton. They panicked a little bit, and they made a couple of bad passes, and the Braves took advantage of it. Let's see if they can continue to do that.
4:06 to go in this one, 49-41, Milton leading Shikellamy here in the jungle tonight.
Again, in this press, you have to make sure, they're going to press, you have to make sure if you're on the opposite side of where the ball is and you're the last man, you got to drop into the paint or they're going to get a layup.
Milton with a basketball, bringing it up against this Shikellamy press. Loose ball, Minium chases it down.
That's a walk.
Brandt driving in. Offensive foul.
It was a walk before that.
But yes, there was.
We'll take the foul. That's Jace Brandt's fourth.
Moyer takes his second charge of the season.
Well, they kept saying, coach says, are you guys afraid of him? Take a charge. So this time they did.
They definitely did. 49-41. Shikellamy will roll the ball up to half court to save some time. Now Fashaw to Williams. Williams sends it inside. Dietrich, one-hander, put it up and in. 49-43, an 11-point lead now cut down in half almost. And Moyer almost steals that one, loses it out of bounds.
Well, Ashton Crawl's going to come back in the game here. He's a little bit bigger target down deep in, when they have this full-court press.
In the backcourt now to Minier.
But the pressure has worked, Kevin.
Minium with it. Minium sends it inside, and a foul by Dietrich on Crawl, I believe.
That'll be his third from behind.
It is. Team foul number four. There's a lob pass on the inbound. Williams steals it away.
Nice
Williams
pass.
Williams finds Moyer. Moyer lays it up and in.
That was fantastic, all right. Good hustle by Reen Williams to get the ball. He's going out of bounds. And good thing Asher Moyer was going down full court.
And there's another steal. Minium goes to the floor. Timeout, Milton. 49-45, 3:10 remaining in this one, down to a four-point game.
Everybody says, well, why did we pressure like that the whole game? Because if you pressure like that the whole game, you're not going to have anything when it's coming down in the fourth quarter. But again, you get a situation where nobody wants the ball if you're Milton. And Shikellamy doing a nice job of anticipating some passes and stepping into the passing lanes. And I'm sure Coach Brandt right now is probably telling them, listen, we got to settle down. You guys know how we run this, get this in practice. You just got to make sure you get there. Anyway, good comeback. Down by four. When at one time they were down by 11, wasn't it, Kevin, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
And I still can't get over that play that Ryan Williams just made here. And I was trying to get out that. He knew that Asher Moyer and Xavier Fashaw were headed down the court. He just kind of flipped it blindly over, and Asher caught it and made the layup.
49-45, 3:10 remaining here in this final period.
It's Milton's ball.
It is, and it'll be Minium, Hunter, Crawl, DeLong, and Brandt. For Milton, Shikellamy with their starting five of Williams, well, actually, with the exception of Wilson, Fashaw, the starting four, with Williams, Leonard, Dietrich, and Moyer.
They're very, very lenient here with people taking steps, Kevin.
Hunter now finds Brandt and a reach in on Williams. That'll be foul number five.
That's Ryan's second foul. That's not a bad, thing here, because if they do get to a point where they have to foul, you should be in the six. You should be in the six.
You want to be 5-6, yeah. There's the feed to Crawl, who had no thoughts of turning around and taking an open shot there. Hunter over, and they'll feed to Crawl at the foul line.
All Crawl has to do is get the ball and turn and go to the bucket.
He's got it.
Layup.
Yeah. There's the feed underneath the Hunter. Hunter will find Crawl outside the arc. Back to Hunter. Right side Brandt. They're going to basically go to corners. Minium lost it and fouls Fashaw, who stole it away, and that will put Fashaw to the line. The X Factor, a 57% free throw shooter on the year, will have an opportunity to cut this to two.
And what Milton's doing is they're not looking to score.
Not at all.
And the Braves, that gives the Braves much more opportunity to steal the ball. This is a 1-1.
First one up and in. That was a big one. That makes it a one-possession game with 2:24 remaining in this one. Braves trailed by as many as 11 in this second half.
Well, remember Brandt last time saved all his timeouts. He has four of them right now. The Braves have two.
That one is good. You're right. He did it in the triple overtime game and used them really late.
He called he called them like three in a row. It seems the Braves are going to play. They're going to play defense.
And there's a steal on a bad dribble by Hunter.
Bring it out.
It goes to Williams on the steal by Leonard. Now to Dietrich, three for the tie. Got it.
How about going up by
actually,
one?
Actually, that's the lead, 50-49. Over to the right side. Pass to nowhere. Dietrich tries to chase the long
that's
for it.
That's Shikalimi ball.
Tied up with a jump ball, and Milton has the possession arrow.
Yes, they do. Walk away.
Getting a little bit intense there. And with 1:53 to go in this one, it is 50-49. First lead Shikalimi
has had. There's a technical foul.
Yeah, they're talking about it. I thought.
No, they were discussing
something, but I did not see a technical up.
I think Ryan was saying time. You want a timeout. So
now driving in is Hunter. Hunter to Brandt with a minute 47. Brandt drives into a double team. Almost walked with that one. Minium with it. Now finding Hunter, and a foul will send foul number six on the board.
That's three on Ryan Williams, okay? We're not to one and one yet. Next foul.
Minute 38 to go. Shikalimi with their first lead since midway through the second
period. They're going to go back to a zone now, Kevin.
Brandt with a basketball against the 2-3 zone. Now to DeLong. DeLong's been the red-hot three-point shooter tonight, along with Nigel Hunter. Brandt has it. Now to Minium. Minium says, Brandt, I want you here. He goes there. Minute 19 now as they pass around the perimeter. Feed it inside. Find Brandt. Brandt off-balance shot. No good. And that volley is out of bounds. Off Boyer. Well, it'll be Milton basketball.
Yeah, they saved it. I mean, the Braves could not get that rebound after Brandt missed the shot. And Milton player knocked it back inbounds off of Asher Moyer.
DeLong now inbounding. He will find Hunter. Hunter puts it on the floor, goes to the foul line, takes a jumper. No good. Rebound by Moyer.
Slow down, Asher. Slow down.
1 minute remaining and a Shikalimi one-point lead.
What a rebound. What a pull, baby.
Williams with the basketball now with 53. They'll go to the outside, drive in. Turn around, find Moyer trailing and puts it up, waved off the shot for a travel. 48.2 to go, and Milton will have the ball again.
Well, we asked for a good game again, Kevin.
Yeah, we got it. No question. Here comes Minium with 38 seconds to go. Between the circles, DeLong three. 52-50, Shikalimi looking for a bucket to tie or take the lead with 24 seconds left. Could we be looking at overtime again? Timeout, Shikalimi. Milton with a two-point lead and 21.8 left. Full timeout for the Braves.
You got to give Luke DeLong a lot of credit. He ran a long way from the one side, from the right side to the left side of their offense, and he used one of his players to screen the zone player, and he turned around, and it was a big-time shot, Kevin, and he nailed it. That's his fourth three of the game, four of them, and that gives him 16 so far tonight as far as my book goes.
Game reset with 21.8 remaining in this final period. It's 52-50. Milton leading Shikalimi. 17 fouls for the Black Panthers, 6 for the Braves. We're shooting from here on out. Dietrich with 3, Wilson with 3, Leonard with 3, Williams with 3, Minium with 3, DeLong with 3, and Brandt with 4 right now.
I think right now, except for Brandt, fouls are immaterial in this game. They're not going to be that important.
But keep in mind, Brandt, of those fouls, 2 of them were offensive fouls. Dietrich with it, and the inbounds, finds Williams. Moyer, Frashaw, and Leonard join him. Moyer at the foul line. He'll go in, find Dietrich backside.
Fouled
shot the bucket, and he gets a bonus.
Nice pass. They ran that high-low. They got Asher Moyer at the high post. He took a dribble, We had Mason Dietrich on the baseline. He got him the ball. Mason got fouled as he makes it. And that is number four on DeLong.
Dietrich to the line. He is a 74% free throw shooter. Best shooter on the team. For the lead. Good. Timeout. Shikellamy. 10.8 remaining.
Well, you don't want to foul now.
No.
All right, that'll put him on the line.
No.
You know, I love that high-low game. And, you know, they've been working the low-high game where they got the ball to the low box or they got the ball in a short corner and they hit the guy coming from the high post down. And that time, they got it into Asher. He did a nice job of watching his pivot foot, turned around to his left, took a dribble, and everybody sucked up. They got Mason Dietrich the ball, and he made the shot from the right side in the low box and got fouled.
Dietrich has 5 threes on the night, and that three-point play was bigger than any of the other threes that he hit from outside the arc.
Well, he's got 20, all right? I mean, he's made 2 shots on the inside and the foul shot. So now, you know, I'm going to ask you, Kevin, if you're Coach Ziegler, what are you telling your kids to do? You're going to go full court. I know that.
Yeah, you're going to contest everything up to the full court. You don't want to commit the foul, but you definitely do not want to let anybody in the orange paint.
And no long pass. You want to avoid them giving a long pass. So.
If they want to do the long pass, make sure it's outside the paint.
Well, right now you got Crawl and Jace Brandt back deep. And if Jace Brandt gets the ball, he's going to go to the basket, all right?
So same 4-5 for the Braves. Crawl, Brandt, DeLong, Minium, and number 31, Nigel Hunter. Minium's got the ball with 9 seconds to go. Finds Brandt, low box!
He left him wide open.
Fashaw couldn't make the block, and the Braves aren't going to have a chance with 0.7 left. They inbound into Brandt, and it goes out of bounds. I'm not sure if there's even time for catch and shoot right now.
They left him all alone.
Now they're going to have to go all the way down court. Dietrich has it. Just fired up whatever he could. And the Braves fall in a last-second winner by the Milton Black Panthers on a one-point game again for these two teams. 54-53 Milton. We'll wrap it up next on WKOK.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC. Stand for selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers. SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Are you built for business? We are at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, and we can help you build a foundation for a successful career in business. Lackawanna College offers both associate and bachelor's degree programs, so you can go as far as you want to go. Take the first step. Explore our business programs at lackawanna.edu and see what we mean when we say we're built for business. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College. Visit lackawanna.edu today.
Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on Route 61 in Sunbury has always put the customer first. Bob Zimmerman and his staff always do their best to break the stereotype. Every new vehicle comes with a bumper-to-bumper warranty for 3 years or 36,000 miles and a powertrain warranty for 5 years or 60,000 miles. Even longer warranties are available direct from the manufacturer. Zimmerman's is the full-service dealership you want. Convenience is the final reason why at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram you are sure to drive away smart.
Heartbreak for the Braves, elation for the Milton Black Panthers as Milton comes from behind after leading by as many as 11, saw the lead dwindle and then become a 3-point deficit and come out with a 54-53 win at the very literal last 3 seconds of the ball game. As Shikellamy will fall now to 5-13 on the season. And the Braves losing this one 54-53.
53 to the Milton Black Panthers, and losing now four straight, including two to Milton. This one not needing to go to triple overtime, though, to decide it, although there were a couple of times where I thought for sure we were going to find some overtime minutes here in this one.
Another one-point loss, all right, to the Black Panthers, all right. There must have been a breakdown on there because they had Crawl and they had Brandt low, all right. And once they got the ball across half court, Xavier Minium came down to the baseline, and Brandt was all by himself on the right side in the low box and was an easy pass in, and he made the layup. And somebody just forgot to guard him.
Dietrich fired in 20 for the Braves in a losing effort. Bill Ziegler coming on and chatting with us here in the post game. And take us through that last timeout, Bill. What was the discussion there, and what was the plan?
Well, we were going man-to-man, and we told everybody who they had out there, and we got to one player, and we said, you're on Brandt, you're on. And then when I realized who he had to guard, I switched it, and I said, no, you're on Brandt, you're on DeLong. Okay. And they both guarded DeLong, and nobody guarded Brandt.
So, obviously,
as a coach, I got to take some of the responsibility, too, but I'm pretty sure I said that.
Well, it was a tough end of the game, very hectic end of that game. You're able to fight back from the 11-point deficit, and that was one thing that really stood out in this fourth period. I mean, had the lead till about midway through the second period, and then just continued to fight. And again, that 11-point deficit erased with some really good defense, some great rebounding.
Yeah, they got a little wanted to hold the ball and pass around, stop to look to score, and we got in the passing lane, and our half court trap and full court trap really helped.
You could see that there was a little bit of indecision when you went on Milton's part when you went into that trap, and I said, why didn't we do it the whole game? Well, if you do it the whole game, it becomes pretty wary on your defense too.
Yeah.
But again, the kids fought back. It's the game that last one. So I know exactly how you feel,
we talked about it before we went out, and the last thing I said in the locker room, that's twice against Milton under 10 seconds, 0.7 in the last game, where we call a timeout and we say things and we don't do what we're told.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's we listen to what I say for half the 30 seconds and the other half we don't, but we have to get better at that.
I think when that happened, I said to Kevin, his main goal, I said, nobody's on Brandt, so nobody did guard him. So, and I know how thorough you are, Coach. So,
and I'm sure we said it, yep. But mistakes happen, I guess.
Yep. Bill, appreciate it. I know it was another tough loss here tonight, but thanks for coming out with us.
Thank you.
Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves after a very, very heart-wrenching 54-53 loss to the Milton Black Panthers. Leading scorer for the Braves, Mason Dietrich with 20. Cam Leonard fired in 14 in the losing effort, 9 for Asher Moyer. And Milton led by Xavier Minium with 13.
Luke DeLong
actually, 16. Luke DeLong had 16. Minium with 13, and then Brandt with 11 in that one. Nigel Hunter controlled a little bit more. Only had 9. He had a big night the last time these two teams.
Yeah, and listen. I know Coach Ziegler said, and nobody did guard him.
I'm going to tell you right now that
if you listen, and I listened a lot tonight because I was right next to the bench, and it's like between Coach Ziegler, both Coach Ziegler's, all right, that they knew exactly what was going to transpire out there on the court when they ran their offense. So, and that last time, I think I said to you, look who they have. They had Crawl and they had Brandt back. And I said, if Brandt gets the ball, he's going right to the hoop. Well, he was right at the hoop. And anyway.
Well, as I've always said, this is a tough place to play a basketball game on the road. They'll have another tough test on Friday night. Now, I know Jersey Shore is not the Jersey Shore teams and the physicality that they're used to playing in Jersey Shore. But I'll tell you what, that is always a tough place to play, and the Braves always seem to have slow starts when they make that trip up there to Jersey Shore. That'll be Friday night here on WKOK, and then the Braves wrestling team will also make the trip to Jersey Shore for the District 4 playoffs in the team tournament.
They will wrestle Jersey Shore at 1. Selins Grove will wrestle Williamsport. And then we'll have what we hope will be the championship match getting underway at 4. Actually, a 3:45 airtime and for Shikellamy if they are able to indeed again beat Jersey Shore, which is expected, to be honest with you. Selins Grove hopefully will have another victory against Williamsport as they did last week. And then we'll end up with a Selins Grove-Shikellamy matchup in the District 4 championship game, or championship match, coming up on Saturday. What I'm trying to do is I'm checking now to see how things went, and it looks like it is a final in Shamokin. The Indians with a 52-34 win over the Selins Grove Seals. That was on the SBC Sports Live YouTube channel tonight. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap things up here in Milton.
Well, another exciting game, but another one-point loss for the Braves. And, I think it gets disheartening by everybody who's out there on the court and on with the coaching staff. But they'll be ready to play again on Friday, Kevin.
Once again, our final score, it was Milton 54, Shikellamy 53. The Braves will fall to 5-13 on the season, 1-8 in conference play. They'll wrap up Heartland Conference play Friday night at Jersey Shore. For the Chief, Dave Ritchie, and for Steve Williams on WKOK.com with the big Shikellamy over Shamokin wrestling victory tonight, I'm Kevin Hurd. Thanks for joining us for Braves basketball and wrestling on WKOK.